across the Isle of Wight and across the world. This is Vectis Radio, putting the community back into local radio.
Brilliant. Anyway, Jonathan, you kindly agreed to come in this morning to give us a bit of calm perspective on the madness that surrounds this part of the time of year. So take it away.
I don't know. Okay. Right. Well, I've been knocking around in churches for pretty much all of my 52 years. And churches, just like any other organisation or institution, tend to have their special terminology or lingo that outsiders might find a bit mysterious. And at this time of year, it's possible that you might find yourself in a church, singing carols maybe, when you don't normally find yourself in a church building at all. And it occurred to me that if you are an outsider, some of the familiar words to our carols might seem, well, a bit odd. Take, for instance, from O Come All Ye Faithful, "Lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb." What the heck is all that about? Or another one, "Word of the Father now in flesh appearing." "Word of the Father now in flesh appearing." Utterly mysterious. And here's another one from Hark the Herald Angels Sing. "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity." "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity." I don't normally sing it that fast, but it's embarrassing singing here by myself. "Hail the incarnate deity." Well, what's an incarnate deity when it's at home? I thought I'd just take 1 minute to unpack this one. So what about incarnate for a start? Basically, incarnate means something that wouldn't normally have a physical body, like a god or a spirit, gets itself a human body. So it becomes visible, audible, touchable by us mere mortals. So when we sing "Hail the incarnate deity," we're effectively singing "Hail the invisible God who became visible to humankind by taking on a human body." And this really, in a nutshell, is the Christmas story in a single sentence. The living God, who made everything, allows himself to become really small and take on the form of a tiny, helpless baby. I was looking this up on good old Wikipedia before I came out, and I forgot to write his name down, but apparently, to try and get things right, it was a member of Joan Osborne's band. You remember Joan Osborne? No. Okay, well, a member of her band wrote the song "What If God Were One of Us?" It's been covered by a number of artists, and it famously contains the line, shall I sing it? "What if God was one of us?"
Oh, I know, yeah.
"Just a slob like one of us." I don't really know exactly what the writer of the song intended to say with his lyrics. I don't really know if it was meant to be an anti-God song or not. Sometimes these things can be misunderstood. But I remember thinking when I heard that song for the first time that that was actually the whole point of my faith in Jesus, that God did become one of us. And the religious leaders of the day did actually dismiss him as a slob because he hung around with slobs like us. If you don't happen to be a slob, I do apologise. Anyway, if you've admitted to your inner slobbishness or not, if you happen to find yourself in a church or anywhere else singing Christmas carols or just listening to Christmas carols somewhere, somehow, and you hear that line, "Hail the incarnate deity," I hope your memory gets jogged, and the words of that slob, I mean that bloke on Vectis Radio, perhaps come back into your mind, and it all makes perfect and life-changing sense about the invisible God becoming visible in that baby at Bethlehem.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
You too.
Wonderful. We'd like to try and get a bit of sense injected into our mayhem. But
when?
Well, once a year. I don't go too mad on the sense.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world.
This is Vectis Radio,
putting the community back into local radio.